This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 172 for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, underpinned by a sharp cut to StatCan's production estimate for the crop. Canola up $2 to $12, January up 12 at $590.20 per ton. StatCan lowered its call on the country's canola crop by 1.1 million tons from September, pegging it at 17.8 million. That was below average trade guesses and compares with 19.2 million tons grown last year. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided additional support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. However, the upside was tempered by reports Chinese buyers are scaling back purchases due to concerns the government may soon impose anti-dumping duties. China has been the largest export destination for Canadian canola so far this marketing year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans also underpinned by Canada's smaller canola crop amid expectations for tightening global vegetable oil supplies. January beans up 10 cents at $9.93 per bushel. However, while Canada's canola production was revised lower, the country's soybean crop was up 8.4% on the year at 7.6 million tons. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales did come in at the higher end of trade guesses at 2.3 million tons, with additional sales to China also reported this morning. Relatively favorable South American crop prospects remained a bearish influence, tempering the upside. Corn, supported by solid weekly export sales, the March contract up 5 cents at $4.35 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. corn export sales at 1.7 million tons, the highest level in 4 weeks. Canada's corn crop came in at 15.3 million tons, in line with pre-report expectations and down only 0.5% on the year. Wheat higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in the March contract at $5.98 per bushel. Kansas City up 10 cents in March at $5.52 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also 10 cents higher in the March contract at $5.58 per bushel. Canadian wheat production came in just shy of 35 million tons, up from the previous estimate of 34.3 million and 6.1% above last year's crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.